welcome to family of, and friends of Robin and Adele, or should I say of Andy, really. Robin Adele and Andy for the dedication. If you're visiting us, hi Ezra. If you're visiting us this morning, please do make yourselves known to us. And we hope you feel you're going to get a warm welcome this morning, that's for sure. May not be much in the way of welcoming hugs because it is very hot and sticky, but consider yourselves well and truly welcome. Today, it is an all-age service, so everyone's staying in together, all ages, from the youngest up to the oldest, but there is a room available for littlies if they do get really restless and you just need to take them out. There is a room, ask somebody to show you where that is. But hopefully, everybody will be able to enter into what is happening this morning. Apples, yes, thank you, Andy. Why are there apples all around the church, I hear you say? Well, I hear Andy say, I didn't hear anyone else say it. There are apples on your chairs. What I would like you to do, we're going to play that song through again just quietly. What I would like you to do with the apples on your chairs is have a think. When you think about God, what word comes to mind, or sentence? So just one word or one sentence. So I don't want a great big long theological exposition of who God is. Just one word or one sentence about what comes to mind when you think of God. It may be something negative. It may be that your experience of God has not been a positive one for you, and you're here this morning because you want to get to know him better, and you may be, please be honest. Or it may be that you, one of these people has got very deep theological words that you want to put on there, that's fine. Or it may be that you just want to put something really simple on, or maybe even a drawing of what you think of when you think of God, what you think God is like. What does God mean to you? So there are pens sort of around. If you've got your own pen, then please use your own pen. There are a few pots of pens around. So if you're sitting near a pot of pens, and you can just pass them around to anyone who looks like they need one. We're just going to play the song through quietly whilst you are thinking of that. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, all the oldies do. I'm hoping that the children do. You might know different words to it. We are going to officially begin with our version of, thank you, Frère Jacques. Last all-age service, we did a round. I don't know if you remember, but you were phenomenal. I was so impressed. I thought, right, we need to do another one. And I thought, we're all a bit hot and sticky, and we all need waking up a bit, and this will make us be awake, okay? So we're going to sing it all together, sitting down first, just right the way through, and then we're going to all stand up, and I'm going to lead this side, And Amanda's going to lead that side, and we're going to do it as a round. Okay? And this is my way of introduction to the theme. Sorry, Alistair, I moved. To the theme for this morning's service. So, here we go. Ready? We're all together. One, two, three. As you know. One, two, three, four.
God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one, three in one.
Better than we were at 9 o'clock this morning. Right, would you like to all stand, and I'm going to split you down the middle. I'll let you decide which side you want to go on, especially Simon, who's literally right in the middle. And we'll start on this side, and then you can carry on, okay? One, two, three, four.
God the Father, God the Father, God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit.
In. I'm sorry we don't have a stage, so you probably can't see Catherine, and I'm not going to do a Steve and say, stand on the chair, and Emily. So I'm hoping you might be able to see roughly what they're doing. It's ever so simple. It's God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, making the signs from the crucifixion, God the Holy Spirit, stuff coming down, and then three in one. I feel like I'm on 3, 2, 1. Three in one, okay? So have you got that? Right, so this side you need to follow Catherine for the actions, this side you need to follow Emily for the actions. Who knows what's going to happen with the singing? Are you ready? One, two, three, four.
God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Son, God the Son, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, God the Father.
To introduce myself, my name's Ali. I have the absolute pleasure of leading this morning, to say later we're going to have the dedication service bit in the middle as well. We always, when we get together as family, there's always lots of news to share, so we're going to share a little bit of news, a few notices and things first. Jill White, would you like to go first? In fact, whilst Jill's coming to the front, next Saturday is Ladies Breakfast. If you have not signed up yet for Ladies Breakfast, please see Heather, Jill, and yeah, Venice, any of them afterwards, and get names down. There are lots of people away, so we need to make sure that we're catering for the right number. Thank you.
The right one? Yes, it is. Great. Hello, everyone. My name's Jill. There's lots of food things, actually, obviously, so there's a ladies' breakfast, but if you're likely to be having Sunday lunch on your own in a couple of weeks' time and you feel like joining with some other people, then come along. We've got our new friendship lunch. We're giving it a go. Helen will be cooking some lovely homemade food for us, so it's going to be amazing food. She's trying not to have her arm raised, I think. But basically, anybody who, you know, if you find yourself on your own for whatever reason and you think it'd be really nice to have a Sunday lunch, some home-cooked food with other people, there is a card in the foyer. You can, there's a QR code if you feel confident doing that on your phone, or you can email the office or even phone the office. We just need to know your name and if you've got any special dietary requirements, and by next Sunday, please, so we know how many to cater for. And we will give another reminder next week, but be lovely to have you. Come and join us if you'd like to. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm not aware of any other notices. No one's done a me and come running up. Oh, here we go. My guest.
Just a quick one. It's the first Tuesday of the month this week, so first Tuesday prayer is on at 12:30 till 1:30. We've done very well in forgetting to announce it over the last few months, so making sure we do it this time. So 12:30 on Tuesday, if you're available, in room 4, first Tuesday prayer. Thank you so much, Ali.
You're most welcome. Thank you. That was smashing. So what was last Sunday? Can anybody remember as far back as last Sunday? What special day was it last Sunday? Sorry? Pentecost, thank you. Anyone know what this Sunday is? If we were in an Anglican church or maybe a Catholic church this morning, you would know straight away what this service is this week. Anyone know? Who's that? Trinity Sunday. Well done, Catherine. So when I was asked if I would be able to do an all-age service today, I said, oh yeah, okay, what theme would you like? And I was told I could pick a theme. And I thought, So I have a look at the liturgy and see what if it's a particular special Sunday. And I saw it was Trinity Sunday, and I thought, the perfect service for an all-age service. Because we've got the Trinity sussed, haven't we? And I was like, no, I'm not doing that, part that. Kept trying other things and just kept coming back and back and back to Trinity Sunday. So I've decided to be brave, and we are going to think about the Trinity, what the Trinity is. And so that is why we just sang that song as an introduction. And that is why I asked you to write on your apples. Oh, didn't respond that time. Write on your apples. What's the first thing you think about when you think about God? And I want you now, if you think that what you wrote on your apple is particularly relevant to God the Father, can you wave your apple in the air, please? So if you think your apple is particularly... Oh, wow, gosh, loads. I was going to pass this around and get you all to put them in, but maybe would you like to take those around? So if you've got a Father one, do you pop it in that box? You turn it around the other way, Martin. Everyone can see there's a crown on the... Can't get the stuff. Never work. Never work with children, animals and ministers. Okay, wave them high if you've got one for Father. Yes, thanks, Steve. Perhaps you could pass them to the ends of your rows so it makes it easier. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Jill. Fantastic. Keep them up high, please, if you've got a Father one. Any more Father ones? Oh, I've lost me. In Martin's basket when he eventually gets here. Lovely. Any more? Okay. Put your apple up in the air if you think what you wrote on your apple applies mostly to Jesus the Son, God the Son, Jesus. Not so many. Cliff, would you like to, again, pass them to the ends of the rows, and then Cliff, if you could pop those in there, thank you, wow, I'm really surprised by that. Oh, all of them, yeah. Sun, Cliff's collecting suns. Any more? Wave them in the air, any more? Okay, thanks, Cliff. And finally, it's one left. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Put your hands up if you think what you wrote on your apple applies mostly to God the Holy Spirit. Again, just pass them on to the ends of the row. That'd be brilliant. Any more? There's bound to be one. Put your hand up if you think yours covered all three. No? Oh, okay. Quite satisfied by that. Lovely, thank you. What happened to my cross? Who was an all three? Oh, one all three. Oh. Put that one in there. you. I'll make him work. Okay, we're going to come back to those later on. But we're going to stand together if you're able, and we're going to sing a couple of songs together. I have got the streamers here, if anyone feels so inclined to come and grab a streamer, if you want to wave while we're singing. They are hanging up carefully here. That one on there. Are you doing the intro to this?
We are.
Okay.
Thank you.
come into your presence on this beautiful, beautiful day to give you praise. To praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to learn more about what that means. I pray now that you would accept our praises to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please do take your seats. Right, so last time I was standing up here doing an all-age service, we talked about, well, it had been a normal service actually, talked about looking for the positives, the good things, the things that make us smile, the things that make us want to say, thank you, God, for the luck that have happened this week. And I thought, you know what, we're going to do it again. But we're going to do it a bit differently, and it might be a bit scary, because I have here, who knows what this is? Who knows what this is out of the children? Anybody? Pretzel! Yes, Katie, it's a pretzel. Now, when we lived in South London, myself and our two girls used to love nothing more than to go to Croydon. Yes, I know, strange, but... because in Croydon was an Auntie Anne's pretzel bar. And it was amazing. Best pretzels ever. Now, this one apparently doesn't taste too good. Haven't tried it. Maybe a bit of sugar and cinnamon. It might not be too bad. But anyway, so this is my pretzel prayer of praise. Got it? I don't know how well this thing is going to fly, but we're going to give it a go. And what I want you to do is to think about something that you want to say thank you to God for. Something that made you smile this week or the last couple of weeks that you want to say thank you God for. Okay? Praise God for. Just a sentence, just a word. This is for everybody. Okay? So if you're a child and you catch this, I want you at the top of your voice to shout out something that made you smile this week or something you want to say thank you for. If you're an adult and you catch this, I want you to shout out really loud something that made you smile, something you want to thank God for. If you really don't want to, you can pass it on to the person next to you or just chuck it over your shoulder and see who gets it. But I do not want it being passed around and no one saying anything. Okay, just saying. I'm going to start by saying, I'm going to be cheeky, I'm going to say two things. Firstly, we'll forget yesterday's match. The important thing is, Arsenal won the Premiership. Woo! Now, I know that there are at least two people not here this morning because they are at Emirates. We'll forgive them for that. So that was good news. But my absolute, absolute, absolute huge thank you for Martin and myself is we are delighted to announce that we are going to be grandparents again. Thank you. Oh, very hard work. So our middle one, Jem, and her husband are adopting a little boy in June. So very, very soon. So it's just been official. We had a party on Monday, and that is just fantastic. So thank you, Lord, for family and football. Are you ready? Oh! Come on, shout it out. I'm going to attempt to run around with this. Chuck it. Say that again. Sugar levels are, yeah?
Under control.
Excellent. Thank you. Oh, quick.
I just want to thank God for the breath of life and for my family.
Fabulous. Chuck it.
I went on a very nice sunny hike in the Peaks on Tuesday. That was very good.
Very nice. Chuck it and don't hit me.
Thank you, God, for revealing yourself in a picture to me that meant a lot.
Brilliant. Oh, no. Hi. Oh, I missed that one.
Thank you, God, for a supportive team at work.
Marvellous.
Thank you, God, for a border collie. When I'm unwell, she comes to scratch me.
Oh,
so thank you, God, for her.
Okay,
we know it's your name.
Whee.
Oh.
Do you want to say something this way? What do you want to say thank you to God for? Think of something.
I have mummy.
Pardon?
I have mummy.
Mummy.
I love mummy.
Mummy.
Oh, boy. That's very cute. Mummy's just gone out. He loves Mummy. I'm sure he loves Daddy as well. Yeah. Gonna chuck it.
Thank you, God. From Wednesday, we celebrated our 65th wedding anniversary. Yay!
Don't be shy, the floor does not want to talk. Just pick it up and I'll chuck it to someone else.
Oh, just thank you, Lord, for such lovely sunshine.
Yay! Okay, last chuck. He's going to get it. Oh, yay! There we go.
Thank you, God, for my little brother.
Oh, that's lovely. And he's got all shy, he's hiding. Amazing. Father God, we thank you that when we talk to you, it doesn't have to be stuffy, it doesn't have to be long words, but we can have fun and enjoy ourselves because we know that you love us and you care for us and you enjoy us talking to you. So we thank you for that. Amen. Well done. Who thought you could, who knew you could pray with a pretzel? I'm worn out already, so I'm going to introduce the lovely Rob. Would you like to stand up here? Hands up if you know Rob. You should all know Rob. Okay. Hands up. We've lost Ezra now as well. Where's Ezra? Ezra, can you come and give me, can you come and help me, do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Of course. Can you tell everybody who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah, who is it? Can you tell everyone who is it? Say, who is it?
Who is it?
Can you tell them who it is? Is it Daddy? Is it Daddy?
Daddy.
Say it in there. Who is it? Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. This is Daddy. Yay, Rob the Daddy. Hi, Rob the Daddy. It's really nice good to see you. Unfortunately, maybe I shouldn't have done this now. Oh, no, is she in the corner? No. What's happened to Adele? Okay, Helen, sorry, I'm going to have to pick on you. Helen, would you like to come up to the... So this is Rob the Daddy. Do you want to stand here? Oh, it's okay, we've got Helen now. Got Helen now. So, Helen, who is this to you? I'm sure you can work out what I want you to say.
My son.
So, Rob the son. Hi, Rob. Rob the son. Hello. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So, he's Rob, the daddy. He's also Rob the son. I wonder if anyone else can think of a third thing that probably most of us, yeah, come down the front. Probably most of us think of him as this. I hope you're going to say what I think you're going to say. Oh. Tell me, whisper.
Family?
No, youth worker. What? Youth worker. He is Rob the... Didn't hear me, did you? Any of the young people help him out? Yes? Shout it out. Youth worker. He's Rob, thank you. Okay. So, Rob, I mean, he's lots of other things as well, but for the purposes of this morning, we're just going to go with three things. So, Rob the father, Rob the son, and Rob the youth worker. Kind of fits nicely, doesn't it? Don't you think? I think so. Thank you, Rob. That's really helpful. You two can sit down, but you just need to stay where you are. Adele is back. Just before we invite Adele and Andy and Ezra back again and Martin up here, quite a few weeks ago, yeah. Rob stood up here and talked about what goes on with the young people here. There's so much goes on with the young people here. It's phenomenal. And Rob holds all that together, coordinates all of that. But we're losing a lot of the team over the next 6 months or so. People are getting married, they're moving away, they're having babies, all sorts of reasons. So, Rob, how many people actually came and spoke to you at the end of the service and said, I'd be interested in finding out more about helping?
I had about three people and a couple of phone calls, emails.
Okay, so, yeah. Three and a couple of phone calls and emails. We need a lot more, don't you? You need a lot more than that. So, Rob, I am going to magically change you now. Okay. Are you ready for this? She said, oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Hold that a minute. Yes, I am. Rob, can you, I want you all to say abracadabra. We didn't normally say that in church, do we? I want you all to say abracadabra, and Rob's going to spin round. Hang on, so are you ready? On the count of three,
One, two, three. Abracadabra. Who has he turned into? Who has Rob turned into?
Harold.
Sorry, say that again, say that again. Harold, he's turned into Harold. He's holding a clipboard. Thanks, cheers, cheers, mate. So at the end of the service, you now all can see who he is. Please do go and speak to Rob if you're interested in finding out more about helping out with the youth group. It doesn't mean you've got to do anything, doesn't mean you've got to prepare anything. It might just be an extra body, but Rob needs you to make yourself known to him so that he can be praying and planning for the next 6 months. Thank you. You can keep
Thank
the clipboard.
Thank you.
Martin, do you want to come and...
I'm just going to move this.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes church life can be challenging. Working with your wife makes it doubly so. Talking of working with your wife, Adele, would you like to bring Andy up, please? Where's Ezra gone? Ezra, do you want to come up here, please? And Ben and Steph and Hannah. Once again, Biggleswade Baptist Church's version of a motley crew. Yeah, do you want to move the table a bit further down, actually? So it's just that's great. Fabulous. So, Rob and Adele, we all know why they're here this morning. They're here to publicly thank God for the gift of this little man, to thank God for the gift of Andy, and to seek God's help as they bring him up. They're going to promise... he's distracting me already. This is going to be the one, isn't it? Yeah, it will be, yeah. Hannah, Steph and Ben... will promise to help and support them in this task in whatever way they can. And we as members of this church will offer our support to the family before we ask God to bless Andy and surround him with his love. So, Adele and Rob, where's the microphone gone? Have you still got it?
No.
Oh, it's there. I'm going to have to turn my back to you folks. Sorry about that. Hello. That. Adele and Rob, as you come with Andy today, do you thank God for him? And do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to love and care for him?
We do.
Lord God, creator of all things, giver of life, we praise you. All good gifts come from you, and joyfully we thank you for the wonderful gift that Andy is to Rob, Adele, Ezra, and their wider family. We rejoice with them. And we give you our thanks and praise for Andy, for the potential that rests in him, some of which we're hearing right now, and for the love of his family and friends that surrounds him. We thank you for all the gifts and talents you will reveal in him as he grows older, and joyfully bring him to you now with all our thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. And we thank the Lord for small snacks. So, another couple of questions for you two, if we can manage it. Not yet. Adele and Rob, do you promise to bring Andy up within the Christian community and by God's grace so to live that he will be nurtured by Christian love and surrounded by the love of Jesus?
We do.
That'll do, yeah. That's fine. Will you pray for him that through your example he may become aware of the love of Jesus for himself and make his own decision to follow Christ?
With God's help, we will.
And do you promise to love him and support him through all the ups and downs of life, providing him with the security he needs, whatever direction his life takes?
With God's help, we will.
Ezra, will you help Mummy and Daddy as they look after Andy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? Yes.
Louder? Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes! Excellent, good. Now, on to these three at the end of the queue. Well, three and a half, really. Oh. Sorry? No, he's not signing up to it now. Hannah, Steph and Ben. Do you rejoice with Rob and Adele for the blessing of Andy? And do you accept the honour and responsibility of supporting them as godparents? We do.
We do.
Do you promise to support Rob and Adele, encouraging them wherever possible through prayer and practical love to demonstrate to them and Andy a living faith in Jesus? We do all do.
We do.
just say we do every time, that's fine. So I'm confusing them. And you promised to pray for Andy, encouraging him to develop a faith of his own through reading the Bible, attending church and Sunday school, and through learning from your example.
We do.
Thank you. Give him something to eat. Right, is this going to work?
You're welcome to him.
And welcome to him. Have a cuddle.
Yeah, good boy.
Ah, good boy. Good boy. Can I have a sweet treat? Andy, these are your friends. You're not even looking, are you?
Guys.
Look over there.
Guys. Yeah.
These are your friends and family. You're a gift to them and a sign from God that we must all come as little children with empty hands and open hearts. Come and meet them that they may welcome you and thank God for you. Let's go and say hello, shall we? Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
There we go. Say hello.
Hello.
Say hello. Hello, hello, hello. There we go. All the way to the back. Smile and say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Along the back here, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. There we go. And down this side and say, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm going to turn around this way and go, hello.
Hello.
Say hello. All these people are saying hello to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Right, you can stop now. That's fine.
Hello. Hello.
Can I ask you all to stand, please? I'm going to ask you some promises as well. If you're able to answer in the affirmative, please say we do. To you, the Christian family and friends of Rob and Adele, promise to offer this family your love and care. We do. Do you promise to support Rob and Adele by encouraging them through prayer and practical love to demonstrate a living faith in Jesus? We do. And do you also promise to show Andy in practical ways what it means to follow Jesus and live in relationship with him?
We do.
Fantastic. Thank you. Please be seated. Andy, you are one of God's children, and your name is written on the palm of his hand. Today we welcome you in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And everybody in the room said, amen. Amen. To give you back to Mummy.
Mummy.
There we go. Mummy. Final prayer together. Do you want to come back? Come back. Hey. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of Andy to Adele and Rob, and we now pray for his protection and flourishing. We live in a difficult and dangerous world, and we ask that you keep him safe from harm. We pray for Rob and Adele that you would equip and enable them as they care for and nurture their son. May they know the challenge and the comfort of your love and see its power. And we pray for Ezra, that he would be a great big brother and an example to Andy. Take all that we offer to this family, our cares, our wisdom, and our mistakes, and through them all, make yourself known to them. And as Andy grows in body, mind, and spirit, feed and guide him through your spirit. Bring him safe through childhood and youth, and lead him to make the good confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. There we go. Well done. And that's just a mentor education. Hey, well done. Big five, five. Big five. Good boy, good boy, good boy. That's great, isn't it?
You're so good. Yes, you are. Yeah.
We're just going to carry on for a bit, folks. All right. Bless you guys. Round of applause for them. There we go. Still unbroken.
So anyway, I asked Rob and Adele what song they would like to have. There was only one choice it could possibly be. Where's Ezra? I keep losing him. Where is he? Ezra? Can you tell me what's your favourite song to sing in church? What do you like singing? Can you remember? Will, you'll recognise it when we start singing. Now, this is one that, I know it's hot, but it's one that is really hard to stay still for. So if you feel the urge to dance, there is space at the back, there's space down here. There are things here if you want to wave them. Something that you've all got, which, you know, you don't have to pick anything up or move, are your hands, which you can, of course, clap or raise or wave or whatever. Say, if you feel that, you know, you want to dance as well. We're going to sing Praise, which I know Ezra absolutely loves. So I want to see you singing it. You want that one? Okay, he doesn't like it today. Okay, well, we're having it today. Okay, so we're going to start. Thanks. If you stand if you're able.
I'm not afraid to die.
Amen. Father, we do indeed praise you this morning. We thank you for your presence here with us. Thank you that we can dance, that we can clap, that we can shout. And you delight in that. Amen. Amen. Please do take your seats. So, we have had lots and lots and lots already about the Trinity, about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We're just going to spend a very short bit of time now thinking about it in relation to something that we all know and recognize and possibly see on a day-to-day basis. Something that Andy has been absolutely thrilled about seeing this morning and has shouted out many times. But I think, I'm sorry to those of you that are not little, but if you're a little child and you want to come and sit on the floor down here, you might be able to see what's hiding under this sheet. But you'll need to come up. You can bring your parents with you. It's not masses. I'm very aware it's half term. Lots of people are away. But I know there's more children than that. So if you are a child, small, big child, small adult, whatever, you'll need to come up. Oh, you're looking under the table. You can see something under the table. Oh, wow. Hello. Fantastic. So I'm going to show you what's under here, okay? I'm going to let the grown-ups see. Okay, so I'm going to have a peek. I'm going to have a peek because I need to remember which way around now. Just take that off. Okay, I'm going to show you one thing that is under the table. We have a peep under here, under the cloth, not just this end. What is that?
Apple.
Is it? What is it?
Apple.
Is it an apple?
Apple peel.
Apple peel. Say it in a big loud voice.
Apple peel.
Apple peel. Okay, Katie's trying to have a sneaky look to see what else is under there. I have here a plate of apple peel. It smells nice. Do you like the smell? I like the smell of apples. It smells appealing, yes, Martin. Anyone? It smells of apple, doesn't it? It smells of apple. Sorry? It's a fly. Yeah, the fly probably wants the apple. Okay, let's put the apple peel back there. Right, that's okay. We can leave it uncovered. Right, let's have a look and see what else we've got under here. Let's go this corner. Okay. Who can tell me what that is?
Apple core.
Oh, well done, Katie. An apple core, so very small apple core, beautifully cored. I, this morning, said to Martin, oh, I don't have an apple corer. He had no idea what I was doing, and he went, oh, no. He didn't know, but Catherine came to my rescue. I sent a message out to a couple of people, have you got an apple corer, please bring it. This is an apple core, okay? Right, so there's one more bit under here. I wonder what that might be. Let's have a look.
I think it's the rest of the apple.
The rest of the apple. It is the rest inside. Of the apple. The inside. Bit. The juicy bit. Yeah.
The bit that my dad keeps putting in the juicer.
We'll get back to those in a minute. Pardon?
The bit that my dad keeps putting in the juicer.
Oh, in the juicer. Wow. I love apple juice. That's quite possibly my favourite. Drink, so I know where to come now. I'll be around your house for freshly squeezed apple juice. So, okay, so we have here apple peel, apple core, and then the middle bit, what we call the flesh of the apple. Now, if you want to just sit yourself down a minute, and I will, you can have a bit of apple in a minute, but if you sit yourselves on the floor, that's smashing. I'm going to keep this here for now. I'm just going to move it away from now. From there. Okay, if you are old, I don't think you will know this, but you might do. There's an old proverb about an apple. Can any of the grown-ups tell me what I might be thinking of? There's a proverb about an apple and health. Amazing. It sounded like you were all speaking in tongues then. I will now bring the interpretation, which I hope is correct. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Because apples are really, really good for you. Now, I found out something this week that I didn't know. I'm going to read it to you because I'm a forget otherwise. Might not be true that apples do keep the doctor away, because you can eat apples and still be poorly, but they are good for you. It says, and this might go over your heads a bit, but the grown-ups will get this bit, I hope. Apples are good at lowering blood pressure. Ooh, yeah. And they decrease, they take out the amount of bad cholesterol in your body, and they increase the amount of good cholesterol, which means they help reduce the risk of heart disease. I thought that was quite impressive. I'm not a doctor, is that right? Yeah, the doctor's in the room. Is that right? Good, brilliant. I got it offline, off Google. So there's so much goodness in this fruit. Okay, can you sit down on the floor so that the grown-ups can see a little bit as well? If you could just park your bottoms on the ground. Oh, lovely. That's it, sit yourselves down. On the floor, right the way down.
I can't
sit
my arm.
You can't, oh no. Oh, yes you can, fantastic. So I was thinking the apple is actually a really good way to help us understand the Trinity. Because when we look at the apple peel, we don't think of that generally as being an apple, do we? It's the apple peel. When we look at the apple core, we don't really think of that as being the apple. We just think of it as being the apple core. When we look at the bit in the middle, we might maybe think of that as the apple, but it isn't really the whole apple unless it has got the core and the apple. I should have done the magic trick, shouldn't I? I should have turned it all into an apple. Look! Pretend I've just done that. Pretend I've just turned this into an apple. Ready? Abracadabra, turn the apple peel and core and apple bits into an apple. Oh, there we go. I'm going to put that apple in the middle there. Okay, so now we have the whole apple. Now the skin apparently is full of all the good bits, nutrients, and it's the protector. See, the skin on the outside is protecting the inner part of the apple. Some people like to peel the skin off and not eat it, but actually the outside bit, that is really, really important. We all like to eat the bit in the middle, don't we? Unless you don't like apples, of course. The bit in the middle. I don't know many people that eat the core. Hands up if you're a core eater. Oh, yes! Do you want it? I'll chuck it. You eat the core, do you? I went to school with someone who ate the whole apple core and all, and I thought, that's just weird. But anyway, most people don't tend to eat the core and the pips. But the best bit is to have the whole apple together. But you eat the core. Marvellous. So I'm just going to unpack that just a little bit more. I'm just going to... some of the grown-ups might have worked out where I'm going with this. So let's go back to the peel. What did we say the peel? The peel protects. It protects like a father protects his children. So the peel reminds us of God, the Father, the protector. I haven't looked at what words are written in here, but I was very surprised, I must admit, to the fact that the majority of words that were written at the beginning were actually related to the Father. Because sometimes people find it hard, if they've had a bad experience of a father, to relate to God as Father. And so they almost don't want to think about that side of God, that part of the Trinity. So it's great that so many of us can celebrate God as Father. And then we go to the core. I'm going to jump out the bit in the middle. The core, I'm going to say that this, you've all stood up again. Are you all on springs or something? I'm going to say that this is a reminder of God, the Holy Spirit. It's the centre that brings the life. And you know what? As we've just proved, apart from Lewis, no one really eats the core. Some people are interested in the core, but a lot of people are not. And that's how it is sometimes with the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you sit yourselves down and be very quiet just for a minute? Brilliant, thank you. If you want to, there's some colouring over there, or you can just stay here. I'm not going to talk for very long. Some people don't really think about God, the Holy Spirit, because they find it a bit weird, a bit odd, a bit unsettling. The Holy Spirit is not unsettling. He is not weird. He is loving and wants to bless us with his gifts. So we've got God the Father, we've got God the Spirit, and then, of course, here, the centre bit, the flesh, God the Son. God became flesh. So the centre of the apple reminds us of God the Son. So the next time you look at an apple, I want you to think about God, the Trinity. Can you say that word? That's a funny word, isn't it? Trinity. Trinity. Brilliant. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Do you remember the song we sang at the beginning? Yeah? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So I just wonder, before we sing the new song, if you wrote on your apple at the start of the service something that you felt particularly related to God the Son, I want you to just stop for a minute and think of another word that maybe describes a different part of the Trinity, either the Father or the Spirit. And then if you can think of a third word, so that you end up with a word for God the Father, a word for God the Son, and a word for God the Spirit. So that in your mind, you have the whole of the Trinity and all the Trinity characteristics. Hello. I'm going to give the children a little bit of apple each. If any of the parents have a problem with them having apple, I don't know if anybody's, can you please just come and rescue your child? Would you hand those out to all the children for me? So all the ones sitting here and any that have gone back to their seats. Brilliant. And you may have noticed that Andy was quite keen to eat these. These are small wooden apples for everybody to take away, if you want to, you don't have to. Everyone wants to take away as a reminder of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You can, some of them have holes in, you could hang it up somewhere, you could put it in your purse or your wallet or whatever. Because it's important that we think of God as our Father, as the one who loves us, who made us, who protects us. It's important that we think of Jesus the Son, God who came to earth, took on flesh and died for us because he loves us. And it's important that we remember God the Holy Spirit, who brings that new life for each of us and enables us to then grow and share with other people about him, about God, and about his love. So I'm going to leave those on there. Nobody's to nick my apple. I'm going to leave those there. And I wonder why we're going to sing the song that we were singing at the beginning. Would you be able to take that around for me? Perhaps the two of you. You carry that to get around the congregation. And then if anybody wants to take one to take home, they can. So if they pass it along the road. So while we're singing the Trinity song that we learnt at the start. And if you want to remain seated, you can, or stand, whatever feels most comfortable for you. And as the children bring the little wooden apples around, if you maybe hold that apple in your hand and do what we're saying in the song, tell Father you love him, tell the Son you love him, tell the Spirit you love him. Thank you, Ellen. Go. Thank you, Ellen. And just take time to think about maybe one aspect of God that you've struggled with in the past that you want to get to know better. Father above me, Jesus before me, Spirit alive in me, Lord, our prayer as we go out from this place is that we would take you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into our streets, into our homes, into our workplaces, into our schools, that people around us will see you, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to have a greater understanding of what that means. Help us to really fully grasp what it means to accept you as our Father, to accept the salvation you bring as the Son, and to welcome and flourish in the new life that comes through the Holy Spirit. Father above me, Jesus before me, Spirit alive in me. Amen. Before we go, we're just going to sing what's in the olden days, when I was little, we used to sing the doxology at the end of the service. And we're going to sing Praise the Father, Praise the Son, Praise the Spirit, three in one. And we're going to sing it to each other. I really wanted to burst into singing this last Sunday. When the musicians were playing it at the end of the service, it was welling up inside me. I didn't have the guts to do it. So as I'm here, I can do it. I can tell you how to do it. So we're going to sing it to each other. Praise the Father. The words are going to come up on the screen. Very simple. Beautiful choir this morning. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King. Please do stay around for tea and coffee. Those of you that are staying for the welcome lunch as well, no instructions, but yeah, Mike can tell you through there. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.